Yeah, I've been kind of curious in reading about the movement. Like it seemed like your house and your home and your family have come up a lot, and I feel like that's something that doesn't often happen with activist movements, that like perhaps you're positioning as a mother and a spouse, someone that's opened their like literally opened their home to kind of like members of the public. That's so interesting that you are engaged as a public citizen, but then very much as a private person.
Well, I mean, and I think that's how all, I mean, I would think that that's how a lot of great movements begin too. You know, it's like it's not, you know, it's not AstroTurf, you know, Empower Texans or Texas Values that like come to your town and like, you know, try and rile people up. It's like these are real people, you know, in real situations with children and homes and, you know, doctor's bills and asthma inhalers, right? Trying to improve their lot in life. And yeah, so we had a home that was just barely enough to fit 50 activists in it, and Adam was involved, so we said, let's have some people over. And I don't really remember what all happened in that meeting, because like I said, I was wrangling kids around, but I remember a house full of people and Adam leading a conversation from our couch. And I think that's how a lot of movements happen. I think it's just good people getting together to solve a problem that their government has been unwilling or unable to solve. So.
Yeah, I think that sounds both incredibly like inspiring and energizing, but then also like deeply exhausting because it's like all of those things like that are happening outside your home's doors, those are being brought into